I often work through ideas by writing about them. Writing helps me to process what I am learning, consider what I am thinking, understand what I believe. Sometimes this process shows up in my blog posts. I use my crafting of an essay as a way to work through what I think about an issue. This is one of those times. I've been thinking through the idea that the way we speak of the world impacts the way we treat it. I have heard a lot of language recently in a number of arenas that is very machine-like, very utilitarian. Language of consuming and using, language that speaks of things in terms of how useful they are and how well they serve our needs. I've heard this language used in regards to the natural world, to communities. I even hear it in reference to Christianity. The hosts on a recent podcast were discussing the possibility of another Christian Reformation, and the main question they posed was whether Christianity is useful in our modern world. They discussed which elements of Christianity were outdated and which were still useful to us. Now, I do not deny that the church in every age has blind spots, areas where we get it wrong. Perhaps a reformation is needed. But simply by using this mechanical language of what is working and what is useful, we miss the core of Christianity. Christianity is not useful. Christianity is true. The kind of language we need is the language of reality, of being, of what is true, of joining in with what is already happening. We need the language of creation. When we speak of everything, from the natural world to the people around us to our faith, as being there to be useful to us, we have lost sight of the created nature of things. We are blinded to the truth of the world as creation, rather than material for man to act upon. When we view everything around us as finding its purpose in satisfying our needs, we have lost something essential in ourselves and in our world, and we become impoverished. The remedy? Worship. Divine worship reminds us that we are created beings living among other created beings in the middle of a created world. Worship creates an atmosphere of true wealth, even in the middle of the direst material want, because the living heart of worship is sacrifice. Quote, a voluntary offering freely given, it is, in fact, absolutely antithetic to utility. Thus, the act of worship creates a store of real wealth which cannot be consumed by the workaday world. It sets up an area where calculation is thrown to the winds, where usefulness is forgotten and generosity reigns, end quote. Joseph Pieper in Leisure, The Basis of Culture. When we view everything around us in terms of use, when we falsely believe ourselves to be the master and owner of creation, we create an atmosphere of grasping for what will satisfy our needs, an atmosphere where we can never be content, an atmosphere of poverty, regardless of our material condition. If our world is a creation, however, our true wealth consists in, quote, seeing what is and the whole of what is, in seeing things not as useful or useless, serviceable or not, but simply as being, end quote. Joseph Pieper. Language matters. I plan to spend time thinking this through more deeply, and as I do, I am going to attempt to use more words of joining, of generosity, of creation, and what is, rather than words of usefulness and ownership. Perhaps you will join me in paying more attention to the words that we choose.